Stormy weather continues across the region tonight into early tomorrow morning. Showers will wrap up around or a bit after sunrise, and then we'll see some breaks of sunshine develop with the chance of another passing shower late tomorrow afternoon. Mild weather is the big story for tomorrow, as temperatures will warm up into the 50s across much of the area, and then we'll see those temperatures come back down a few notches for the second half of the week. On Thursday, temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s, and then on Friday, we'll have a storm pass to our south, and that will bring the potential for some light snow to the area, especially south of the capital region. So a little bit of everything in the forecast over the next couple of days. For now, though, the big story is wet weather. After a round of some wintry weather last night into this morning, the warm front continues to lift to the north, so we're looking at rain at times overnight. Temperatures will be fairly mild, down to around 40 degrees or so across eastern New York and western New England. Look out for some areas of fog overnight as well. And working into tomorrow, a cold front will work its way to our east pretty early in the day, so clouds and a shower will be possible early on. Then as the front moves off to the east, we'll see some breaks of sunshine develop. Then a second disturbance will approach from the west tomorrow afternoon. That could trigger another shower later in the day, but a lot of tomorrow ends up being free of rain. It will turn breezy, and it will be mild tomorrow as temperatures in many spots come up into the 50s. So a mild day ahead before the cool down comes back on Thursday, with temperatures on Thursday only in the 30s to lower 40s, with a blend of clouds and sunshine. Then on Friday, we'll see a storm pass to our south. That could bring a round of light snow, especially south of the capital region. Of course, this will be dependent upon exactly the storm track and also how intense that storm is, so we'll keep you posted on that over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, with rain likely, areas of fog, low around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with an early shower, then sunny breaks developing, with a chance of an afternoon shower, breezy and mild, high 46 to 54. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, areas of fog, low around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy with an early shower, then sunny breaks develop with a chance of an afternoon shower, breezy and mild, high 46 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, areas of fog, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, cloudy with an early shower, then sunny breaks develop, and there's the chance of an afternoon shower, breezy and mild, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with an early shower, then sunny breaks develop, and there's the chance of an afternoon shower, breezy and mild, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of mountain snow showers, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, especially south of Albany, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.